they were canceling the tournament. And so we were turning around to go back to Memphis. And then Dick ran up and said, "Hey, they fixed the clock and the refs just showed up, so we're going to play." And we played. And there was a point during the game where one of the kids I was playing against called me the N-word. And I came over to the bench during a timeout. My dad was there, in the little bleachers. And I told him what happened. And he just looked at me and said, "So do you want to cry or do you want to play or do you want to quit?" And I said, "Well, I want to keep playing." And he told me, "Then forget about it and keep playing." You know, there are kids that grew up when I did, black kids all over the South that had experiences like that. And so I definitely remember that experience. And I thought that was it. What I came to find out from Dick is that when we walked into the gym, the other coaches came up to him and said, as Dick described it, "We don't allow blacks to play in the gym." I guarantee you they did not use the word blacks. And so Dick said, "Okay." And he had a decision to make at 21 years old in Walls, Mississippi, maybe 3 years after people had been, civil rights workers had been disappeared for standing up for racial justice. And this 21-year-old kid figured out, "My team's not playing unless Jeffrey plays. I'm not gonna go to 11-year-olds and put this on them." So he came up with this reason that we were leaving until the pastor in the Mississippi church saw us leaving, figured out what was happening, and Dick and the pastor went into the gym, got the parents together, and I guess they decided to suspend the rule for this one time.
Jeffrey, I want to end the film when you go to Selma, Alabama, where you spoke to former State Senator Hank Sanders to talk about the Edmund Pettus Bridge, and 65 voting rights activists were brutally attacked crossing the bridge as they attempted to march from Selma, Montgomery, on what became known as Bloody Sunday.
Edmund Pettus was a powerful leader in this area. He was a former U.S. Senator. Most importantly, he was the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan.
Highest leader.
When this bridge was completed, I think in 1940 or so, they wanted a symbol. They wanted to name the bridge after somebody who would send the signal of stay in your place, because symbols are more powerful than words. And so this is a very powerful symbol. Every time someone crosses the Edmund Pettus Bridge, it gets in them. Every time someone sees a photo of it, it gets in them. Every time one sees something on TV, it gets in them. So that's why in the Senate, I got introduced a resolution to change the name from Edmund Pettus Bridge to the Freedom Bridge.
And the state of Alabama last year passed a law that said you cannot change the names of any of these so-called iconic white supremacist symbols.
That was attorney and civil rights activist Faye Ora Rose Touré, and before her, former Alabama State Senator Hank Sanders, speaking to Jeffrey Robinson, who is the subject and writer of this remarkable documentary that's called Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America. Emily and Sarah Kunstler direct it. We thank you all so much for being with it. That does it for our show. I wish everyone a safe Martin Luther King Day weekend. I'm Amy Goodman. Wear a mask.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Good evening and welcome to Breakfast for Dinner. This is Chris Wired. Thank you for joining me this evening, post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas show. I guess we got a few of those. You just listened to Shine On by the House of Love. Tonight we're going to have some more music I had from my Madchester Graybo show from a couple weeks back. Yeah, I want to clean up some of those. I'm still kind of digging it. And then we're going to kind of transition to more, a little bit more straight ahead rock and roll. We got some stuff from Sloan. We have some stuff from Wolfmother, some stuff from Ravenettes. Should be a pretty good show. But first, let's get down to some business.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could chat on a game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch.
Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Couple other shows here on WRCT Pittsburgh I want to tell you about. Counterspin provides a critical examination of the major stories every week and exposes what corporate media might have missed in their own coverage. Counterspin highlights censored stories and exposes biased and inaccurate coverage while examining the power of corporate influence and sexism, racism, and homophobia in the news. Wednesdays, 10 to 10:30 a.m. And the David Pakman Show started as a community radio show called Midweek Politics in the basement of WXOJ studio in Northampton, Massachusetts. The focus of the show is modern American politics and society, airing on WRCT Monday through Friday from 7 to 8 a.m. Okay, so let's get back to it. This next band is Black Grape. You may be familiar with them as the follow-up band for Sean Ryder after the initial breakup of the Happy Mondays, and this song is called In the Name of the Father.
Thank you. Your site-specific knack, I file under attack. The only time you cross the line is when you're crossing back. Have you changed the song we were singing? Or have I just lost the air? If I said your behavior suffocates, would you care? Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't stop if it feels good, do it. Don't. You found the perfect spot for Jimmy's wicked thought. It's in my permanent collection.
Sloan there with Don't Stop If It Feels Good Do It. Before that, Watts with The Night the Lights Went Down. The Jesus and Mary Chain with Far Gone and Out. Ride with Dreams Burned Down. Primal Scream with Rocks. That's a new record they just came out with. It's the Memphis original recordings of Give Out But Don't Give Up. And we started the whole set off with Black Grape and In the Name of the Father.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Let's get back into it. This next song is from the Safety Not Guaranteed soundtrack. This is by Mark Duplass, Big Machine.
Stand straight, fall back in line, comb your hair, get to work on time. Everyone in the big machine tries to break your heart, pull you underneath. Maybe I'm wrong and all that you get is what you see. Maybe I'm right and there's something out there to believe. Everybody's talking in their sleep. They push a lot of air around but don't say much of anything. Except when they're laughing like some ghosts under a sheet. Everybody's talking in their sleep. Watch out, get back in line. They'll trip you up, it happens every time. Way down, it's just a big machine. It can break apart like anything. Maybe I'm wrong. Everybody's talking in their sleep.
Stop, baby, with no money left to spend. must be something wrong with me. There must be something happening that I don't even see. What's it gonna be? Oh, it's just as well. I can't believe the state I'm in. I think too much and now my thoughts are getting thin. Where should I begin? Oh, it's just as well.
I dream of snow, dream of snow, dream of you, only you, from the Isle of Distance.
You just heard Okurvo River with In a Light. Before that, the Ravenettes with Snowstorm, Jackie Green with Just As Well, Kingsborough with So High, and Mark Duplass with Big Machine off the Safety Not Guaranteed soundtrack. I want to tell you about one other show we have here in WRCT. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic country, power pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Friday night starting at 9 with an encore on Tuesday afternoon starting at 5. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. So that's going to just about do it here for me. I'm DJ Chris Wired. I want to thank you for joining me this evening on Breakfast for Dinner. As a reminder, this show is rebroadcast Wednesday afternoons from 5 to 6. Same, basically the same exact show that you just heard. So if you enjoyed the show, tune in again. But always remember, if you missed the show, you can also tune in on Wednesdays. I'm going to wrap up this evening with two more songs, actually. The first one is recent stuff from Wolf Mother, Midnight Train. And we're going to end the show with Andrew Stockdale, who was the original lead singer for Wolf Mother. This is off his solo debut, the song Keep Moving. I want to thank you for listening, and I hope you tune in again next time.
walking like a gangster. Saw you grabbing the controls. Now you're almost out of batteries. You got a sweater much too small. Poking at your navel. Point your finger too. You say your lips don't even stick together when the dust comes up. Blowing across the plains, pictures are falling in and out of the frame. Singing good and evil, good and evil. They turn loose and they turn into people. Singing good and evil, good and evil. They turn loose and they turn into people. You know that roses and lilacs are.
Exciting time here on Zombo in Your Brain because it is the beginning of another wonderful bit of theme shows coming at you till I'm back in the studio live this spring, and I think it's going to happen this spring. Doing shows from the underground bunker till then. So what are we doing? So there's Zombo shows on Thursdays now.